My name is Neil Duns, and I'm here today to give my affirmation to the power and the potential this explanation of the human condition presents. The way I live my life now is really very simple. My resolve comes from all the efforts of all the humans that have ever lived, inspiration from the children of the future who will one day be born into a world of understanding, and strength and courage from a boy's vision that once said, "Soon from one end of the horizon to the other, an army will appear in its millions to do battle with human suffering, and its weapon will be understanding." That's what I get my strength from now. That's what I call upon. What talents I've got are aligned to that. What frailties I've got are taken care of by this information. And what frailties I've got, I get enough understanding of to enable me to be as functional and as able as I can be for the new world that's begun. I'm no one special or unique. I'm a 29-year-old male that has stumbled upon this and seen it for what it is and for what it really is and acted upon that. I'm from a regional city in rural New South Wales in Australia. I grew up in a middle-class family. Mum was a teacher and dad ran a small business, went to a public school and then went and studied a science degree. I played rugby, had a few girlfriends, travelled the world, started a charity, and when I finished studying, I went off to work in a developing country in a private enterprise. That's just a brief background, which may or may not be relevant. Maybe you'll relate to me, maybe you won't. I'm not here to give my profound outlook on the state of the world or to debate the issue of whether the glass is half full or half empty. I'm not seeking to resolve that philosophical argument. To me, the state of the world is serious, and the current human state, the human condition no less, is well worth investigating. In fact, it's the most serious of issues we must now face. There is a deep psychological sickness in us all, which needs addressing if we're to overcome the world's problems. And we can only do that now thanks to where science and the accumulation of knowledge has gotten us. But most importantly, due to the soundness of an unresigned mind and holistic approach to piecing together information, piecing together the full picture that Jeremy Griffiths has had the capacity to achieve. I think all of us come at this variously sceptical, dubious at the claims, or offended at the audacity of what it seeks to resolve and overcome. We, and I'm talking about my generation here, live with such deep cynicism, and for me, prior to embracing this information, an actual resistance and fear that there is an all-encompassing truth. In fact, there's a movement in my generation to embrace that there is no deeper truth or reason to life. It's all just random and, in fact, we're selfish due to our genes. That we should get on with life, that we should just enjoy it as it is, not look too deeply, as long as we've got good friends and family, food and wine, that's it, let's enjoy it. That's where we've got to, and in fact, that's where I lived. But this is just living with the blinkers on. It's living in the dark, not living in the true context of our time. And we just need to wake up and see this time for what it truly is. This is the most serious and important of subjects we're dealing with. But I know that there is the most exciting of outcomes if, as a result of penetrating the impenetrable. That's what I want to talk about. I'm here today to talk about the relief, the excitement, the pure joy and freedom that's on offer for everyone now, regardless of who we are, where we're from and what we've done. For me, for men, for women, for children, for all humans now. We're all equal in this. For the older generations, the younger generations, for the future of the whole human race, this is big. But this is the time we've arrived at. And isn't that just incredible? It's the start of the new world. I want to talk about that relief, excitement and freedom because that's what I know and have experienced, and it makes sense for me to talk about that as part of my affirmation. Because my affirmation should be how this information, this biological understanding of the human condition, has changed my life. And it's through the initial investigation, the subsequent support, and more recently, the embracing of this information that I've been able to experience what I will describe. Firstly, I want to talk about the relief. The relief we can now experience as we let this information dignify and ameliorate what we know and refer to as our upset or our afflicted state is like feeling the sun's warm rays for the first time, like shown in this painting. Imagine spending, in fact, we have spent a lifetime living in the dark, and we're now feeling the warmth shine upon us. Not only are we feeling the warmth, which is the love and ameliorating understanding which this information delivers, but we are now seeing clearly for the first time this information has shed light upon a whole landscape, the whole world. Just like Genevieve's painting here on the screen. I love that because it shows just how big this is compared to us individually. So we can now experience relief from being lovable, which is the sun's warmth, relief from seeing clearly for the first time, a world of understanding, and relief in just how much we are a part of something so much bigger than us and our small lives, the scale of this compared to us. Getting out of our selfish, preoccupied lives is an enormous relief. There is a drenching of meaning, compassion, an enlightening understanding on our world now, our place in it, each other, and ourselves. For me personally, that relief was about letting go of the need to feel good about myself. You see, this information explains that we are fundamentally good. In fact, we're an amazing species. Letting the need to feel good be fulfilled through letting my pain and upset state be taken care of as dealt with by this information is an enormous relief, in that this insatiable appetite, this futile quest for an unreachable goal, is now over. That need was insatiable and was simply a result of an underlying insecurity of self I had since resignation, and which has defined how I live my life ever since. This became a full-time preoccupation for me as an adult, as it does for everyone. And in my early to mid-20s, I set off into life, seeking to overcome that feeling and express that urge in its extreme. I'd sleep with as many women as I could. I set myself up in the most difficult and challenging work environment in which to conquer and state my claim. I went to the extreme of satisfying the urge my ego was crying out for, and have experienced the emptiness and the loneliness of that state. Now I live relieved of that feeling, that burden to overcome, and that feeling in me is me standing with my arms in the air, embracing the sun, which has risen on the horizon, and feeling that warmth, being able to see for the first time and being humbled by my size compared to this. Now I want to talk about the excitement. The excitement that opens up when we allow our preoccupied, upset state to be taken care of by this information, to be now living relieved of that upset state. Well, the excitement that opens up is just incomparable. Just like Jeremy's drawing here of the humans, of us, running on the Sunshine Highway over the repression of the unconfrontable truths which this information inevitably brings up. Arms in the air, embracing this new world, that excitement is real. The excitement depicted in that drawing is real. It's the highest of highs no drug could deliver, and it's like electricity running through your brains when you see and you feel this. And it lasts and it stays with us, unlike the feeling from any drug or win or indulgence or embellishment. This is the most exciting time humans have ever experienced. This is the most exciting time humans have ever experienced. And lastly, freedom. Freedom's like a destination that we've all been travelling towards for an eternity. We've forgotten where we're going, what we're doing. We've been striving for something that's just out of grasp. We have reached true freedom now. Think about how incredible that is, how ethereal and out of reach, but nonetheless, we've held hope we'd one day reach. This information now sets us free. The truth will set you free, like they say. Freedom that is like nothing before, which no humans until now have experienced. Freedom from our afflictions, our insecurities, our preoccupations, which liberates us and allows us to truly live now and experience life in a totally new framework. Freedom to participate in a new world. Jeremy's first book in 1988 was called Free, The End of the Human Condition. And that's what this delivers. And that's the time we're now in. I should clarify that while this is the end of the human condition, our generation will not become free of the human condition, but we are in a transformed, life force state. We are energized and share a common cause as a conduit generation to get these understandings to a fresh generation who will one day be born free of the human condition. That's the common goal we all now share. Jeremy has talked in this presentation already about the transformed life force state and has said as such, the exhilarated, ecstatic, enthralled with existence aspect is the life in life force, and the empowered, world-transforming aspect is the force in life force. So life force covers the personal benefit and the benefit to the world in one word. This is a perfect description of what we can now live with, and is the relief, excitement, and freedom that I'm talking about. Like I said previously, we all approach this variously skeptical and dubious or even offended at the claims to the power of this information. But I do ask you to stay open to the possibility that there is a world that you don't yet know about, a life that is bliss that you haven't yet experienced, and a future that awaits, which is incredibly exciting and you haven't seen coming. Each one of us is standing at the door to something so easily attainable, incredibly exciting, and what offers unlimited potential. This fixes all the world's problems as it deals with the source, which is us. The responsibility is there, but don't act on responsibility. Be drawn by what's on offer. It's unbeatable what's on offer, and I urge everyone to open their eyes to this and see the time we are now in for what it is. Thanks.